Eureka Springs' downtown historic district features an array of small art galleries and several museums, but no Village Art Museum. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, a newly formed nonprofit Museum of Eureka Springs Art is laying the groundwork.
Eureka Springs in Carroll County is a historic artist's colony, tracing back to the early 1940s when various painters, muralists, and potters established working studios as well as a summer school of the art. Over the decades, hundreds of artists and craftspeople have settled in Eureka, including Steve Beecham, who operates Spring Street Pottery, established in the 1970s.
And I am the chair of the board of the newly founded Museum of Eureka Springs Art here in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And our purpose, or our goal, is to preserve and display Eureka Springs art from the beginning of the city back in the 1800s through to the modern day, which is a big undertaking.
And critically needed, building a secure space to collect, archive, and preserve certain art and craft works created by both living and deceased Eureka artists, a concept discussed for years, Beecham says. The 7-member Museum of Eureka Springs Art Board of Directors is establishing collections parameters and has selected a site.
And the location will be at the Eureka Springs Community Center, which is the old high school complex here in Eureka Springs. And it's sort of a neat mid-century modern complex. And we have what used to be the old cafeteria, which is nearly a 4,000 square foot open space that we will be working with to create the museum.
The Open Space Museum will accommodate large and small exhibitions, as well as seasonal art shows for sale.
And I'm sure we're going to have a lot more art stored than we will displayed, but we will be doing rotating exhibitions of art. And the idea with the museum is we'll have movable walls that we can reconfigure spaces to allow for special shows or even showing of a present-day artist work in a gallery setting, because in Eureka there just aren't a lot of gallery spaces that provide a large space to show art for, you know, 6 weeks or something like that. People just can't give up that amount of wall space. So we're hoping we can fill that niche as well.
Grant funding is being sought by the Eureka Springs Community Center to renovate the building, which will accommodate the museum. It includes a built loading dock for large and heavy artworks. Once construction's completed, museum installation will follow, Beecham says.
We're just sort of, you know, kind of on pins and needles, but we're also trying to come up with design plans for our rolling walls and cost analysis and just a logo design and, you know, just all the things that you would basically do starting something from scratch.
A call for donated arts and crafts work, which will be carefully curated, is also planned. A first exhibit concept has also been formulated.
A Victorian painter, Farnham, I think was his name, and there are several of his paintings around. And then one of the earliest art mediums that there was in Eureka was the photographic images. And people rented cameras and took photos. And so there's a whole genre of stereo views and things that of Eureka and of, you know, people kissing horses and dancing and things like that, that are kind of an art form of their own. So that's probably the earliest of the art that we'll have is photography.
Additional exhibition eras include the 1980s countercultural art scene and the early 21st century arts community. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.